I was really pleased to hear in the governor's speech that he is planning to address in our budget this year the issues that our caucus has been fighting for so long, and the issues really that the communities have been speaking to us about. Those include investment in education, investment in our workforce, making sure that we have the most well-trained and talented workforce in the nation. I can't tell you how pleased I am to hear about increased investments in technical education and making sure that we are providing a workforce to employers that is well-trained and ready to enter the workforce, right from the start. I have heard time and again from employers and from people in my district that they don't have the training to enter the workforce, or employers that aren't able to fill the gaps that they have because they don't have a well-trained workforce to pull from. So I'm really excited and optimistic about those opportunities that we have here. I think, one of the biggest things is always investment in education and really breaking down those numbers and understanding how much of that investment in education is going to improve the classroom experience for all of our students. I'm really excited about hearing, that we can work toward lowering that mandatory age for kids to be in school. I think education, as the governor said, really is the gateway to prosperity. So it's going to be something that we need to make sure that we're focusing on early and throughout, that we don't drop the ball when kids get to middle school or high school because we're putting them all on the same path toward a college plan, when there are so many great workforce opportunities in the trades that we can be really focusing on with our technical education as well.